Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shiurim on Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Atchila. We're now Masechet Avodah Zarah Daf Nun He Amud Aleph. At the bottom of the Amud, we're about to take a look at two Mishnayot which are together, which is Mishnah Chet and Mishnah Tet. But for right now, we're only going to look at Mishnah Chet because that's all we'll deal with in this and the next podcast. And then we'll go back to Mishnah Tet when we get to Lokhin gat be'uta min ha'oved kochavim af al pi shehu notel bi'ado v'noten latapuach. You're allowed to buy a pressed wine press, which is already trampled from a non-Jew, even though he himself is taking the grapes and putting them into the bowl, which is under the press. It does not become yain nesach until it goes into the cistern, which is underneath. In other words, they would first trample the grapes in order to break open the skins and make it accessible to pressing. Then they'd press it, and then it would go down a chute into the bore. That's when it becomes yain nesach. Rad labor, if some of the wine already went into, the grape juice really already went into the boar, mashma boar asur, vashar mutar. Whatever is down there is asur, but the rest is mutar, and that's all. Let's go now to Daf Nun He Amud Bet to the Gemara, and again we will go back, when appropriate, to the second Mishnah. Amar Avuna, yayin, kevan shitchilim hashech, osei yayin nesach. Wine, the minute it's on the slope, on the way down, is yayin nesach. Seems to be against our Mishnah. Tanan lokim gat putam in oved kochavim. Vav bishna tal biyado natan the tapuach. So our Mishnah indicates that you could buy it when it's on the slope. Amar Avuna, begat kukal mlea. Our Mishnah is talking about a gat where they've plugged up the hole so nothing's gone down. It's just filling up on top. Okay, toshma. Vein osi anesach atshirid labor. But the next part of the Mishnah is making it harder for Avuna to defend himself, because it says that it's not yain nesach till it goes down, and he said it's on the way down. It's yain nesach. So he says achanami gapku kam leah. He'll explain the same thing. It's talking about a gat that is plugged up, meaning as long as it's all on top, it's not yain nesach. Toshma, the next piece, yirad labor mashbor asur ashar mutar. If it already went down, whatever's down, so now you can no longer say it's plugged because some of it's going down. So the stuff that's down is asur, the stuff that's on top is mutar, and that indicates that stuff on the slope is still mutar, or in the pipe. Amar Rav Huna lokash kan b'mishnah rishonah kan mishnah achronah. Suddenly we find out that there was a development in the halacha between mishnah rishonah and mishnah achronah, and he's saying the our mishnah is representing the earlier ruling, and I'm representing the final ruling, the halacha, which is mishnah achronah. Detanya, here we go. Rishonah yomrim bedad. The original mnemonic for this was bedad, which means ein botzrin. There's the bet. Im haoved kochavim begat. You may not harvest with the non-Jew. That's not our Mishnah. You may not harvest with the non-Jew in the gat, because our Mishnah doesn't really address it. Why? Because remember, there's a gezerah that all goyim automatically have a din of zav. And therefore, if the goy touches grapes, if there's any moisture on the grapes, they're tameh. The original position was you are not allowed to generate or help generate tuma even to chulin in Eretz Yisrael. All right. The dalet bedad is you're not allowed to trample grapes with the Yisrael who is not careful about tuma v'tahara. Why? Here the problem is different. If since the Yisrael owns it in this case, some of this stuff is going to become truma, and you are helping this guy generate tuma in truma, and you're not allowed to help somebody do an avera. And third is aval dorchim. The third dal it is dorchim im haved kochavim megat. You're allowed to trample with grapes with a goy. V'lochashin and ravuna means we don't accept this idea of the slope, and we say only the stuff that gets into the bottom is yain nesach. Maybe even later, as we'll see, and therefore there's no problem. So that was the Mishnah Rishonah. Now, Chazul Amar Debab, look in the gear, in the Bach, the proper gear says Debab, Dalad Bet Bet, Ein Dorchinim Aved Kochavim Begat. That means that we switched the position and said we are not allowed to trample grapes with the non-Jew, Mishum Deravuna, because we then they made the rule that anything that's on the slope on the way down is already a problem. Ein Botzrin, that's the bet, Im Yisrael Shal Sefer Otav Betuma, you're not allowed to even harvest with a non, with a Jew who isn't careful about Tuma, certainly can't trample with him. As we said earlier, that ruling stays the same. You're not allowed to help him generate Tuma to Truma. But you are allowed to harvest with the non-Jew and bring it to the Gat, which is implied in our Mishnah, because this stuff is Chulin, it's not going to become Truma. He's a non-Jew. There's not going to be any truma coming out of here. So the only question is, are you allowed to take chulin, which is never going to become anything else, and make a tameh? The answer is, in the end, yes, you are, and therefore you can harvest with him. Of course, there's no issue of yayin nesach at this point. Okay, the next clause in the Mishnah said, v'enosei yayin nesach ad shirid labor, that it only becomes yayin nesach when it goes down into the bor. V'hatanya, but we have a braita that said, now this braita is not talking about yayin nesach, this braita is talking about ma'asrot. In other words, at what point do we say that yayin becomes chayav in masrot? Mishi yikpeh. Wine only becomes wine when the stuff starts floating to the top. In other words, you pour wine in, there's still skins and all those sort of things. And when the skins and the seeds and all that kind of stuff starts floating to the top. Not when it goes into the bor, but later. Amarava, Rava answered as follows. Lo kasha, ha Rabbi Akiva, ha Rabbanan. That our Mishnah is Rabbanan, who said that as soon as it goes into the bor, it's yayin, therefore it's yayin nesach, therefore it's chayav masrot, it's yayin. And Rabbi Akiva said it's not wine till later on. How do we know that? Did not. We have the Mishnah in Trumot. Yayin mishire labor. When is wine considered wine? When it goes into the bor. Rabbi Akiva, omer mishik peh. There you go. So now, ibayaluhu, which yikpeh is he referring to? Kipui de bor, the floating that happens at the first stage when it's in the bor. O kipui de chavit. Remember, after they take the wine out of the cistern and put it into the barrels, there's more floating of finer sediments and all. And the question is, which level of floating? And that would be much, much later. Toshma Netanya, Yayin Mishik Peh, Alfa Pisha Kafa. The Braita says that, this is a Mishnah, Nan Yayin Mishik Peh, Alfa Pisha Kafa, even though it already started floating, Kolet Minagatol Yunaminan Tzino Vishotet. You're still allowed to grab stuff, because remember, you're allowed to eat food that's without separating Masrot if it's Achilat Arai. So even though some of it has already started floating, you can still take it out of the upper gut or out of the pipe and drink. Which means, where is the stuff that's floating? It's down in the bor. Shmamina kipui de bor kamina and shmamina. So now we see quite clearly that the kipui that Rabbi Akiva was talking about was not all the way in the barrel, but in the cistern. Okay. Now, Vatani Rav Zvid bedore Rabbi Yoshai, but Rav Zvid had a different version of the Mishnah. Yayin mishiered labor viyikpeh. That's Rabbanan. When it goes into the pit and starts floating. Kivo memeshishlabachaviot. Rabbi Akiva says only once you pour it into the barrels is it yayin. So, Tirtzanami lach kamaitahachi. So now we have to go back and, according to him, and read that first Mishnah the same way, the Mishnah we just brought from Shemot. Yayin mishir labor viyikpeh, kivon mishir shlabachaviyot. Which means now we have three stages of when it might be called wine. When it first goes into the bor, our Mishnah. When it goes into the bor and starts floating, Rabbanan. And when it's poured into the barrels, Rabbi Akiva. So, element nitnik tani, eno se yayin nesach hachir labor. So, our Mishnah that has the earliest level. Lema flata tanoi. Are we going to say there's three different opinions and three different tanoim? It's a little strange. So the answer is lo. Shani ayin nesach tachmir be'rabanan. There's only two opinions, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbanan. But everybody perhaps will agree that we'll accept the much earlier level for yayin nesach, and yayin nesach and masrot are not the same. Yayin nesach or machmiran. Problem is going to be Rava, because Rava clearly saw yayin nesach and masrot as having the same rules, because he resolved the contradiction between the Braita and our Mishnah, the Mishnah and our Mishnah, not by saying that's not Yayin Nesach, this is Maaser, but rather, this is Rabbi Akiva, this is Rabbanan. So the Rav Adoloshani Lei, Mokim Lei B'Tlata Tanai, he must say that there are three Klik Tlata Tanai, he must say there are three different Tanaim, and accept it at that point. Okay, we'll pause at this point, we'll pick it up in the middle of our analysis of this part of the Mishnah in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.